Isn't it amazing how good questions lead us so naturally to good answers? And how beautiful questions lead to even better answers? When we open ourselves to the things we don't know, we've opened the doors to discovery and wonder and greater understanding. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that matter every day. If I say the word powerful to you, what images immediately come to mind? Great physical strength? The ability to influence others? Financial success, perhaps? Join me this week as we consider what it means to be truly powerful from the inside out. Stay with me. I can't help but laugh when I see advertisements for seminars or books or online courses that promise to empower us in some way or another. While they can certainly offer us new information or effective suggestions or procedures for using our capacities in more effective ways, no one else can possibly empower us. We're already powerful, though most people don't recognize or accept it. In her book, A Return to Love, Marianne Williamson correctly points out that each of us is powerful beyond measure, that we are luminous beings, each of us carrying an inextinguishable light within us. In fact, if I have one primary goal for these Beautiful Question podcasts and newsletters, it's to encourage the awareness of that powerful truth. If I can inspire people to accept one thing that will create sweeping changes in their lives, it's the simple fact that we are immeasurably powerful from the inside out. I'll say that again. We are immeasurably powerful from the inside out. No one else can give us that power or add to it or diminish it or take it away from us. It's just not possible. I don't know about you, but I couldn't possibly give you a formula for converting sourdough biscuits or omelets or roasted chicken into energy. Yet, something encoded into me knows exactly how to do that. In the same way, I know precious little about bending rays of light and converting them into vision and cognitive understanding when I look at a butterfly or a sunset. But something in me knows exactly how to do that beautifully and elegantly. I don't know how to activate the parts of my brain, not to mention the consciousness that is beyond my brain, and create believable dream images or imaginative new ideas. But something in me accomplishes that on a regular basis. I don't know the first thing about how to manufacture red blood cells, but something in me has been doing it perfectly every day of my life. Being human is filled with such contrasts. We fly high and we fall hard. We get hurt and we heal. We experience great loss and immeasurable love. We grieve and we celebrate. And yet, even in the face of the pain we feel, there's no darkness more powerful than the light that abides in each of us. There's no pain or loss or suffering that is capable of extinguishing the being that we are. As much as we try to grasp it with our minds, we're more powerful than we can ever fully know. Yet, it is within our ability to accept ourselves and the powers within us a little more every day, step by step, thought by thought. And when we do, our lives take on a miraculous tone. We come into deeper harmony and resonance with ourselves. And when that happens, we find ourselves making stronger and healthier choices and being influenced less and less by outside forces. We become personally powerful from the inside out. And to say that more accurately, we engage with the power that is already in us, from the inside to the outside. This week's beautiful questions are designed to help make that richness a reality. I invite you to consider them and then tell me what you discover. Here are my questions. Question 1. When you stop editing and drop below your mental chatter and self-dismissive habits of thinking, what powerful things do you recognize about yourself? I'll ask it again. When you stop editing and you drop below your mental chatter and the self-dismissive habits of thinking, what powerful things do you recognize about yourself. Question 2. What strengths do you have that you've been taking for granted? Again, what strengths do you already have that you've been taking for granted in some way? And finally, question 3. When you accept yourself as personally powerful, what changes in the ways that you move through your days? When you accept yourself as personally powerful, what changes in the ways you move through your days? Once again, I welcome your thoughts and ideas and discoveries. Write and tell me about them. As I say each week, my light with your light. I'm happy we can engage this way as we consider things that matter and what to do about them. If nothing else, I hope you feel inspired to look more deeply at ways of caring for yourself. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. And at thebeautifulquestion.com, you can read the illustrated transcript of each podcast as you listen. We've also included an archive of all previous podcasts, including guided relaxation audios that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. If you find these podcasts useful, I encourage you to share them and tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. It's a great way of spreading peace. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production, written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.